funny, he's a writer. Sad I like and find it. No sympathy. Ain't nothing for free. Funny, he's a writer. Sad I like and find it. No sympathy. Ain't nothing for free. Funny, he's a writer. No sympathy. I like and find it. No sympathy. But I'm so non-physical. I do feel like a lady. I do fireworks blazing. I do heart isn't breaking. I do but don't rub my name. Bunny is a writer. Said I like and find it. No sympathy. Ain't nothing for free. Bunny is a rider. Giddy up, can't find it. No sympathy. Ain't nothing for free. Dirty like it's Earth Day. Tryna wet that palate. Can you cut that dry? Crush that rag. Run out to Dion. AWOL on a Thursday. Tryna go ask Alice. Tryna catch that rabbit. But I'm so non-physical.
Listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the unceded, ancestral, and traditional land of the Hencominum-speaking Musqueam people here on UBC Vancouver campus and broadcasting to the unceded, ancestral, traditional, and shared territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations in the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. You're listening to Teachable Moments, which is the name of this show, and you're listening to Dork, which is the name of the host, me. You just heard Bunny is a Writer by Caroline Polachek, which is the single she put out in July of this year. She's coming to perform in Vancouver on December 13th, and they just updated or whatever the venue, so get a ticket if you want. I got a ticket and then realized that I couldn't go, and I was sad. Mainly because, and this is a fun fact, I don't know if you, dear listener, have Spotify, but Spotify always does Spotify Wrapped at the end of the year, and I listened to that song 455 times. I listened to Bunny as a Writer 455 times since it came out in July, which is, unhinged behavior. My friend also had that song as their number one played song, and they only listened to it 29 times. So, I don't know what I was going through, but I guess I was just really, I remember being into it, but I don't remember being that into it, if that makes sense. Anyway, Teachable Moments is the show. CATR's one-stop shop for what's hot and what's not. Today's definition of the word cool, noun, access. I'm not going to talk about accessibility and, disability advocacy, even though that is very cool. And if you aren't familiar with that kind of work, definitely suggest Googling it, etc. But I'm going to talk about the right or opportunity to use or benefit from something, which is kind of the 1B definition on Google, the like most of the definitions have to do with like retrieving data and like literally like entering a place. But I kind of want to talk about like access in terms of like how relatable something is. Like for some reason, I found Bunny as a Rider to be the most accessible thing in the entire world for the month of July. And like, that's kind of weird, but cool. So we're gonna talk about interaction. We're gonna talk about exclusion. We're gonna talk about exchange, etc. And I hope you have fun and enjoy. Today's kind of a weird mix of like pop and kind of like punk and like electronic, which I guess is like every episode of Teachable Moments, but I think I did a pretty good job of mellowing it all out. So, and making it gelling it. So we're going to move on. This is the new Sweeping Promises single, Pain Without a Touch. Their album Hunger for a Way Out came out, I want to say like, oh gosh, I was still in my old place. It came out a while ago now. Such a good album. And this single, equally good. And you are listening to it on Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
We'll be right back.
What's up? You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the unceded ancestral and traditional land of the Hencominum-speaking Musqueam people here from UBC Vancouver campus. You just heard the song Punk Product Number 4 by Dummy out of LA, off of their most recent album, Mandatory Enjoyment. Just before that was Gadfly, which is a local band. Their band name is Gadfly. It was the song Gadfly off of the album Gadfly. And then opened that set with the new Sweeping Promises single, Pain Without a Touch. Dummy, who played the most recent song, is going to be performing at the Lido this Saturday with the Artists. It's a free show. You do have to be 19 plus, but it'll be pretty chill. You're listening to Teachable Moments, CITR's one-stop shop for what's hot and what's not. Today's definition of the word cool, noun, accessible. Specifically, the definition of accessible that is the right or opportunity to use or benefit from something. Something that I feel like we talk a lot about on this show, kind of obviously besides like the generic, like what is cool, which is the main thing that we talk about. Is like coolness is like as relational. Someone decides that something is cool, and that's not necessarily like it's based off of so many other things. You have to kind of interact with something to think it's cool, or you have to have there's part of like coolness as something that is consumed, and that consumption is an interaction in and of itself. So like that could be like something like something like an outfit. You see someone, you're like, wow, that outfit's really cool. That's an interaction that you had. You consumed that, whatever, you saw the outfit, you liked their pants or whatever, and it's something that you engage with. Obviously there are like some things that's like that's not to say that like coolness isn't like, you can't be like, everyone's cool. That's kind of the whole point of the show. But it's something that's decided upon by a group. And you can't really, something can't really be considered cool unless it's interacted with. And maybe that's not very fair to say, just in terms of like, if you think it's cool, that's fine. But like, you're still kind of like creating that, not assumption, but you have that opinion, you're generating that kind of value onto the thing, whether that's an object or an activity or a thought. All of that is something that is kind of projected onto the thing itself. So, and you have to have access to that thing to be able to do it. You have to like be able to interact with the thing in order to decide whether or not it's cool. So those are some thoughts on interaction. We're going to move on. This is Shin Shin with the song Taking Time off of her album Estranged. And you are listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Thank you. Bloodbath at a Shindig is back, baby. Submissions are officially open for Shindig 2022. 18 bands enter, only one will win. Enter to experience a moment of connectedness before severing that bond in a ruthless bid to reign supreme in a local and independently run music competition. All genres, ages, and styles are encouraged to submit. Go to CITR.ca to submit and for all the info.
A Tribe Called Red is the Hallucination with their new record, One More Saturday Night, featuring Javier Mighty, Tanya Tagak, and more out now.
See the water, start the fire in the mind.
What's up? You are listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the unceded ancestral and traditional land of the Hencominum-speaking Musqueam people here on UBC Vancouver campus. You just heard the song Rottweiler by the Golden Age of Wrestling off of their brand new double A side, Matriarch Rottweiler. Just before that was Evita Manji's new single, Eyes Not Enough, based out of Athens, Greece, which is very classy to me. I don't know why. And then opened that set with Shin Shin. I'm not really sure how to say it. It's S-H-N-S-H-N. The song Taking Time off of the album E Strange D. You are listening to Teachable Moments, CATR's one-stop shop for what's hot and what's not. Today's definition word, cool. Cool, noun, accessible. We've talked a bit about coolness and interaction, but I think that's something that, I mean, is inevitable when talking about accessibility and coolness and blah, 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 is like how exclusionary coolness is and like how something that is exclusionary is often seen as cool, which, as we, dear listener, all know, is not the case. Exclusion is not cool. Inclusion is the only thing that's cool ever. But it's such a big part of how things are kind of given value, specifically like cool value or like, or just like social value, I guess. Is like, how is there a limit to how many people can have it? Is there a limit to how accessible it is? And that's definitely something that, like, I mean, that CATR is totally a thing of like, oh, it's like it's difficult to know about a lot of like the bands that CATR will platform. And then so that's like a level of exclusion where like, oh, like you don't know that band? Like, oh, cool. which it's not a good feeling. It's never good to feel like left out of anything. But it is kind of an essential part of, I think, how a lot of people define coolness. So we're just trying to break that down. See what's up. Unpack it, if you will. We're going to move on. This is the song Spirit Day by Otto off of the album Clam Day. And you're listening to it on CATR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Thank you. Hey, are you interested in radio? Passionate about gender issues? Want to be an active part of your community? Then join the wave and become part of CITR's Gender Empowerment Collective. We meet every Friday at 2 p.m. and we want your voice. We are all about empowering everyone and giving you the chance to speak your mind. No experience necessary. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, or email us at genderempowerment@citr.ca.
Start off your new year with a new skill. This spring, Emily Carr University's Continuing Studies is proud to offer courses and workshops online and in person. Choose from over 100 courses, from weekend workshops designed for beginners to skills-focused certificate programs. Whether you're seeking an artistic outlet or looking to add to your professional skill toolkit, Emily Carr has you covered. From painting to print media, industrial design to web design, there's something for everyone. Find your fit at ecuad.ca/cs. Register now and commit to your creative future.
What's up? You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the unceded, ancestral, and traditional land of the Hunkamiam-speaking Musqueam people here on UBC Vancouver campus. I'm your host, Dork. Teachable Moments of CITR's one-stop shop for what's hot and what's not. And you just heard the song Train Track by Certified Linda Fox off of the album The Last Human Memory. Just before that was Vano 3000 with Running Away Time featuring Bad Bad Not Good and Samuel T. Herring, kind of cutting up the original Bad Bad Not Good track off of the EP Running Away Time. And then opened that set with Auto Spirit Day off of the album Clam Day. Today's definition of cool, cool noun, excess. Specifically, access with the definition, the right or opportunity to use or benefit from something. We talked about interaction. We talked about exclusion. Now we're going to talk about exchange. I think, like, it's pretty interesting that, like, this definition came up that, like, specifically mentions, like, a beneficiary, which is kind of, like, I think it speaks to like kind of both the interaction part and the exclusion part of like what coolness is, because like in order to have an exchange, you have to interact with them, and in order to like generate an exchange, kind of, there needs to be something that is lit that you are giving the person. So whether that's like capital, whether that's like ideas, I don't know. Cool is so abstract, it's like who even knows what it means anymore. But having like the opportunity to benefit from something, like that is kind of like what accessibility, specifically around like coolness and like inclusion and stuff, is all about. Like creating a space for kind of connection, and that connection kind of hinging on like a bit of the transaction that is like mentorship or I don't want to say clout, but that's kind of it, is like that interaction and exchange of presence almost. Yeah. So those are some thoughts on that. We're going to move on because we're almost at the end of the show. This is Funny Death with their single So. It came out earlier this year and I was obsessed with it. Not as obsessed as Bunny is a Rider, but whatever. So I hope I enjoy it. And you're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
I'm not afraid to die. I just wanna make it real. You beat my
What's up? You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the unceded ancestral and traditional land of the Hankamino-speaking Musqueam people here on UBC Vancouver campus. You just heard the Pedal Supply single, Make It Real. I heard this for the first time because I was making a joint playlist with a friend, and they put it on, and I was like, oh, damn, but it came out a couple years ago. Their most recent release, Hey EP, is also really good and really fun. 10 out of 10 recommend Pedal Supply. And then just before that was Funny Death with the single So. It's like So with like three question marks. So you kind of have to say it was with a little bit of tood. Today's definition for a cool. Cool noun, accessible. The right or opportunity to use or benefit from something. We talked about coolness and interaction. We talked about coolness and exclusion. We talked about coolness and exchange. And that's all we're going to talk about because it's the end of the show. Up next is Into the Woods with Mel Woods, always a banger of a show, so stay tuned to 101.9 FM. We're going to close the show with Tulips at My Bedside by Central Heat Exchange featuring Living Hour. I have been so, like, I just, every time I listen to this album, I get really excited. I'm not entirely sure why, but I appreciate it. Thank you, Central Heat Exchange. So enjoy that. This is Tulips at My Bedside. You're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and I'll catch you on the flippity flip.